Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is the last Friday in May. It is April 29th, 2011. So, you know, it's going to be May in a couple of days. Anyway, I'm Adam Paulus. This is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Let's talk about movies. Last week at the box office, Rio topped the charts with $26.3 million, followed by Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family with $25.1 million, Water for Elephants with $16.8 million, Hop 12.2, and Scream 4 with $7 million. Your new movies this week include Fast 5, Hoodwinked 2, Prom, and some other stuff in limited release. Interestingly, Fast 5 is getting mostly very positive ratings for a franchise that's gone on for quite some time that mixes in quite a bit of stuff. From a business perspective, I'm very curious to see how it'll do. My guess is number one, but we'll see next week. In the news, CBS is apparently looking for a replacement for Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men, who is not Charlie Sheen, and word on the street has it that Katie Couric will be leaving the CBS News anchor spot, so things are going to get interesting over there. Jane Lynch, and not Cher, has been cast as the upcoming Three Stooges' Mother Superior in that new Farrelly Brothers movie. The next Superman movie has a new villain in its cast. The actress's name is Anya Traoré? I'm not sure how it's pronounced. And she'll be Feyora. Yes. The next MTV Movie Awards has been announced because of the host. Wait, this is awkward. I can't even form a sentence today. Anyway, Jason Sudeikis is going to host the next MTV Movie Awards. There, that's easier than reading. Unless this is a joke, Aqua Teen Hunger Force on Adult Swim will be renamed Aqua Unit Patrol Squad 1 and will also have a new theme song. Could be a joke. I don't know. There's going to be another Ice Age movie. Surprise. Word on the street has it that Justin Lin and Arnold Schwarzenegger are shopping around a Terminator sequel package involving the two. So there you go. If you didn't know, Arnold is currently 63 years old. So if you do the math, that means he was 40 when he did Predator, which I did not realize until this week. Gary Busey has been cast in Piranha 3DD, proving the producers know exactly who's going to go see this movie. Polystyrene, singer of the 1970s arguably punk rock band X-Ray Specs, died this past week. Very depressing. You should check out their album Germ-Free Adolescence if you've never heard it. And if you're a Servotron fan, you may have heard them cover one of their songs with Genetic Engineering. Hanna-Barbera announced they will be releasing Challenge of the GoBots on DVD, but apparently not the whole series, just some episodes. New at Entertainment Earth! That's right, you heard right. We have the monster from Cloverfield. The super rare Hasbro action figure was originally solicited to fans in 2008 and 2009 through Hasbro Toy Shop. They sold out immediately and all the stock was gone forever, or so we thought. We found a few units, and now instead of paying $500 on eBay, which is about the current going rate, you can buy it from us. Check our website for the latest pricing. Order it now. Don't miss out. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. Also, we are offering buy four, get a fifth free on Funko products. Get bobbleheads, pop vinyl figures, and more, and Cloverfield, but only at Entertainment Earth. In toy news, Biff Bang Pow's lost bobbleheads, including Desmond, ladies, are in stock at Entertainment Earth. Also, we announced the new Entertainment Earth exclusive San Diego Comic-Con Polar Bear bobblehead, so you can get the Polar Bear from Lost, like the Monarch has in his own lair. It's great. It looks pretty cool. Anyway, you can order yours right now. Gentle Giant has announced a new exclusive for Entertainment Earth. It's an Episode 3 Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi mini-bust. It has Ewan McGregor in his standard Episode 3 outfit, complete with arms and a lightsaber, which are very important things in the collectible I found. The Transformers Collectors Club put up its new exclusives this week. An animated Cheetor and a G2 Ramjet. Ramjet sold through in less than a day, so you can't get that now. And Cheetor, I hear, is doing quite well. Last number I heard was 50% sold, so that's pretty great. Hasbro's giant-sized X-Men box set of action figures is hitting Toys R Us stores now. Mattel's Comic-Con exclusives are likely to be Marlena with Cringer, a giant marshmallow man from Ghostbusters, Mattel's first super-articulated or any Voltron toy, and Swamp Thing. All good picks. Also weird and very real is a box set of Polly Pocket as She-Ra, so you get She-Ra, Frosta, and Catra, or whatever. She's annoying on the cartoon is all I know. Not that I've seen several episodes, because they air them every night here in Phoenix, but they do. Anyway, that's all for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening. I have more podcasts to record, and I got a trip to pack for. I can't really be too specific as to it, but I'll be seeing lots of toys, and I'll be annoyed because I'm on a plane all day, and it's a waste of a day. Anyway, see you guys next week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. E-N-T-E-R-T-H.